following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. We are in glorious color for our second hour. Thank you for being here. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Like I said, hour two on this Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Hope you had a great weekend. We're back at it. Unfortunately, right, Lex? We're all a little... Yeah,
we need a weekend for the weekend, don't we?
Come on. 32 hour work week.
I know that we can't agree on anything as people. And we don't bring up political figures, but Bernie Sanders wants to do like a 32 hour work week a 4-day work week. Even if you don't like any other thing Bernie says, you have to like that.
Come on now. Because you need 3 days. One, you need a day to do all the business around the house and the things that you need to do. You need to clean. You got bills to pay. You've got
toilet
errands
cleaning.
To run. Thank you. You got to scrub the chud off of your toilet.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you got to do it.
It's true, though.
Uh-huh. Second day. You need for friends and family and to hang out, be social, be a part of the community, go out there and do all the things you need to do. And then the third day, you need to rot. You need a rot
just
day.
Rot. Yeah.
Just a day to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. So come on now.
Please.
Come on now. Yeah. What did he say? What did Bernie say? Did he say the work week hasn't changed since what? 19? Oh, God. What year did he pull out of his hat? Anyway, it was a long time ago.
Industrial Revolution time.
He's like, obviously, the economy has changed a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, yeah, and thankful that the 40-hour week was developed in the 20th century and that became the standard. But we are working in different ways now. We are doing things in a different way because guaranteed those people in the Knickerbockers didn't have TikTok, okay?
They did not.
Truth. Side things we do.
All the side hustles, girl. It's a side hustle economy.
Sure is.
Oh, okay. Well.
Did you see any movies over the weekend?
Well, no, I did not. But I did see the study, and Holly saw this study. Uh-oh. And I don't know how much we should trust this study. About going to the movies, right, Hal?
Yeah, well, this is a study from IndieWire. They commissioned a new poll from a company called Harris X. And what they found is that 34% of U.S. adults prefer to watch movies in theaters, which means that 2/3 would rather wait for movies to be released on streaming to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in this poll, 30% of folks stream a movie or two or more times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that same percentage of respondents said that they go to the movie theaters a few times a year.
Yeah, that's it's the truth. I hate it. But this was coming.
It's convenient.
And like a lot of things, the pandemic sped it up.
Yes, it would have happened anyway. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Because the streaming is just getting so much better. TVs are much better. If you can take breaks when you want, have your own snacks, be naked if you feel like it.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going to talk nudity. I knew you were going to mention
nudity. Have proper ventilation.
Can't do that in the theater. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Please don't. I don't even like people bringing their blankets, but yeah.
24% of people said they're just straight up uninterested in going to the movie theater.
Yeah, seeing other people.
Uh-huh. Now, concerns over sanitation and hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
23% of respondents said that keeps them away from the movie theater. 22%.
B.O. alone. Okay.
Yeah. And 22% said, look, I gotta pee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have an ability to pause the movie or take a break because darn Hollywood took away the fabulous invention of an intermission in these long movies.
I
sure did.
I think for me, and I'm with these people. I'm shockingly with these people. I don't like that I'm with these people, but I'm with them. The number, what I will add is I think there are certain movies that you can absolutely stream that you're not missing anything.
Yes.
Not anything. You're not missing a lot if you consume it at home, if you have a, you know, a big TV and a nice system. But at the same time, Holly, let me, because I'm almost going to contradict myself. Let me ask you. You saw Zone of Interest, the Academy, well, now it's award winning and one for sound design, the Academy Award winning movie Zone of Interest.
Yes.
Where the sound plays a huge part in the movie, the sound design of it. Do you think you would have missed anything? Do you think you would have missed the feeling that you got, because you, Holly, saw it in the theater, by watching it at home?
I don't think so. For the average filmgoer, no. However, that is a movie that is best viewed without distraction. So you can't just keep an eye on it and get the full appreciation. And that's just, that's with the Zone of Interest. There are other movies that you get, one-eye movies, where you can watch the movie and you can be doing other things. You can be folding the laundry. You can be, you know, on your phone and other. So it really depends on the title.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking of movies of like the 70s and 80s that would never open big anymore. I'm talking Kramer versus Kramer, Ordinary People, Terms of Endearment. These movies, they had lines around the block for these types of movies. They would never, half of them wouldn't even be made anymore.
Yeah.
They certainly wouldn't be number one at the box office. People wouldn't wait for them. Those would be movies. The three or four I just listed would be movies that even I would feel comfortable just streaming and not going to a movie theater to see. Now, the other side of that is I'm still would advocate seeing your big blockbusters. Your Barbie.
Oh, yeah. Big sound.
Right, Lex?
Yes.
Yeah, your Oppenheimers.
And if you have children, you know, the animated things, you know, you just get the kids, hopefully, calm down for a little bit.
And if there's
a little
no
outing.
And Lex, if there are no movie theaters, where are teenagers going to make out?
You know? Right. That's right.
Where are you going to have your first date? I'm just saying. I'm just looking
out. Mediocre movies. Yeah, that's the perfect one to
do. That's what you do. You go to a crappy movie.
Yeah.
I went to Michael J. Fox's The Hard, or Kevin Bacon's The Hard Way. I think that was either The Hard Way. Who? Oh, God, that was such a hard.
With James Woods?
Michael J. Fox.
That's what I was thinking of. Yes.
Oh, God. I went there strictly to make out, just to make out with my girlfriend.
Oh.
That's the only reason I went to that movie in the Dunes Plaza Cinema.
My first kiss was at the 1998 version of Godzilla in the back seat. And I finally got to go to a movie with this guy I had a crush on all year long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we sat in the back of Godzilla with Matthew Broderick, you know, the one that had that song by Diddy and Jimmy Page.
Yes.
Yep. And then somebody threw jelly beans at us because I think saw, you know, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were, yeah, we were
loud back then?
This is real audio of them kissing, by the way.
Well, I don't know. Let me just say, we went 0 to 60 real fast and I wasn't prepared. I was like, wait, what's that?
Holly.
What's that? What?
What?
Okay, we'll just go with it.
Yeah. What's that?
More audio from that date from Holly.
Happy to see you.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, he used tongue, and I wasn't ready for that.
Ew. Yeah, no.
That was my first kiss.
Oh, really?
Wow. Did he know that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What am I going to say before I go to the movie?
Oh, excuse me. I plan on kissing you, but I've never done this before.
Well, I don't know. You know, it could have been conversation.
You sound like Lily Tomlin. It's Edith Ann.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What am I going to do?
Like, no.
Well, I don't know. This could have been the sandbox buddy that you've just known forever. And
no.
Somehow he knew.
No.
Look, little Brandon, no tongue-o in mouth-o on first date-o.
Yeah. Didn't really end up working out after that summer, but that's okay.
Yep.
I made out on the floor, on the sticky floor of the Dunes Plaza Cinema, seeing the Wayne Brothers classic, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
As one does.
Really?
As one does.
Me and Bernice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do the kids make out these days?
Right. If they don't, if all these theaters close, where are they going to make out?
Yeah.
I'm looking out for the future.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
But yeah, for those who aren't, you know, we're just going to wait for it to go on streaming.
I know.
Sadly. Yeah. But that's the way it is. Like there was a time period where you felt the pressure and the FOMO of, well, this is not going to be out on DVD or VHS for like a year.
No, so,
now it's, you know, in 2 months, it's going to be on streamers and I'm already paying for that.
Yeah, I had to wait a year and a half for Jurassic Park to be on VHS and I had to go in there and order my VHS copy with a commemorative poster.
Wow. Hot. Cool.
We're going to take a break. Speaking of movies, Alexis has... that's a movie, right, Lex?
It's Lindsay Lohan's new one on Netflix, Irish Wish.
Big fat movie review when we take this big fat commercial break and all...
It's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. I just opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union, and it couldn't have been easier. I made my appointment online. I stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with one of Royal's helpful member account reps, and I'm now managing my money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. And when you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and a financial partner you can grow with. And during my personal consultation appointment, my Royal Credit Union account rep gave me information on Royal Credit Union's many financial solutions that can help me reach my goals. Join Royal Credit Union today and manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org to open an account online or make an appointment to open your account in person at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's rcu.org or go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, for more information.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh, Blink 182 missed us. We were only gone for like 2 or 3 minutes. Welcome back. Again, you didn't go anywhere. We did. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Rahar on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Alexis is here with a big fat movie review.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Yeah, I watched Irish Wish yesterday. Well, because it was St. Patrick's Day, and why not? I always like and enjoy Lindsay Lohan. And I gotta say, guys,
sequel to the Rural Juror.
It's not a sequel. No, it's just which one?
The Rural Juror.
No, this is a romantic comedy. Irish in Ireland movie. And I gotta say, look, it's a Lindsay Lohan. It's what she does best. She's great at physical comedy. It's not, you have to enjoy the bit to enjoy it, you know, or accept the bit to enjoy it. There's a Saint Bridget that comes and grants wishes. Okay. And for all of us, if we're sitting in this beautiful place, and this woman just pops out and talks about wishing and stuff, you might run away. But instead, she leaned in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Once you accept that, you're like, I'm going to go for this ride.
Was St. Bridget scary, Lex?
Well, no. You know, she... Actually, I would be interested in talking to the costumer because she was very matchy-matchy. She wore a lot of, like, tunics. And then the tunic matched the pants and matched the scarf that was wrapped around her head, you know?
Saint Bridget or Lindsay Lohan?
Bridget, the saint, the wish granter.
So, did you have a problem with a matchy-matchy dozen
saints? No. I thought it was an interesting choice because
you want your saints to have a little mix of color.
Yeah, well, she was very bright in color and stuff. So I thought it was, I guess in my mind, when there's someone like that, it's more whimsical. It's more like ethereal. Like, would pick like taffetas and like, like a flowy kind of material. You know, like I think of Glinda, you know, like type of look. But she was like wearing a tunic and looking like normal woman, you know, kind of thing, which all good. All good.
All good. Yeah, yeah.
But she just happened to sit down on this bench, Lindsay Lohan, make this wish. Her name is Maddie in the movie. Okay. Make this wish, and then St. Bridget comes out and says, hey, do it again, but sit down. There's a way to do it on this bench. Okay. And then
basically, is it a magic bench?
It is a magic bench, yeah. And basically, you know, she grants his wishes, but it's not necessarily how the wisher wants it to unfold. And that's essentially the story. A love story. You know, there's a lot of eye candy in this. Lindsay does physical comedy very well. And there's some like moments where you're like, wow, okay, look at that. So I enjoyed it. It's a beautiful setting. If you've always wondered, Ireland in the countryside, beautiful time of year. You see a lot of sheep. In fact, the love interest is a photographer who is there to photograph a sheep shearing festival. Mm-hmm. But things happen that it doesn't actually come to fruition. And I was kind of bummed about that, I have to admit. But, you know, that was part of the story. Sorry, sheep. I don't get to see you being sheared. But, you know, Jane Seymour plays Lindsay's mom. Mm-hmm. Just some familiar faces. Stephen Curry, actually, Aisha Curry plays one of her best friends. And the reason why I bring up Steph, basketball player, is because Angel, my husband, went to go put the baby to bed, came back and said, oh, look at that. That's Steph Curry's wife.
Yeah.
And she's really good in this, too.
And she's godparent to Lindsay Lohan's child.
Yes, that's right. That's for me. Oh, yeah, there's lots of sheep in this. So it's pretty cool. If you've ever wanted to go to Ireland, you are going to want to go even more. Mm-hmm. I want to know also if Guinness is paying for anything in this movie, because they're drinking Guinness. They talk about they drinking are. Guinness. There's big old posters of Guinness in the bars, of course.
Okay, a couple things.
Sure.
What's the saint's name in this movie?
Bridget.
Okay. I hereby, and I have no power to do this.
Yeah.
But I hereby grant you sainthood.
Okay.
You are now Saint Alexis.
Yeah. Fabulous. For, yes. I will accept. Yes.
For watching this crap. Holly, do you second my sainthood on her?
Yeah, I do. Okay. You know, you did the Lord's work.
Thank you, Saint Alexis.
Yep, Saint Alexis, because some of the reviews that I have seen of this movie.
Yes, Holly, please share.
Irish Wish is a crypto-fascist AI-generated harbinger of doom.
Okay. Wow, really? I didn't read any of the reviews.
Okay.
That's just one.
Oh, man, ouch. Well, I, you know, guys, it's just a fun little romp, you know? It's just like something to put on sheep. Holly, you're in Ireland. You got Jane Seymour. He plays a principal in Des Moines.
Okay.
He talks on speaker in the hallway of her school with her daughter.
Okay.
So they don't actually share any scenes together, is what you're saying, Lindsay Lohan and Jane Seymour. It's done through the magic of movie making.
True. I'm wondering if they come together at the end. That's a good question.
But you watched it. You should.
No, I know. I'm trying to think about. But you're right. The majority. Yeah. The majority of that of the movie. Yes, they're not together for partly because of St. Bridget. There's at the very end, maybe. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Lex is reviewing Irish Wish on Netflix, starring Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
Lex,
her character goes from bridesmaid to bride.
And I know we have to go, but here's what I took from this.
Yes.
The fact, and Holly, maybe you picked up on this too, and at home listeners, maybe you picked up on this too. The fact that smack dab in the middle of your review, the fact that you listed sheep as a net plus.
Always. Are you kidding me?
I know, but
you're out.
I mean, I've never heard Gene Siskel or Roger Ebert, when they're listing positives of a movie, go, oh, and there are sheep. The fact that you felt the need to tell us that tells me there's not a lot else.
Well, I don't want to give away the crux of the story.
Oh, there's a story.
Oh yeah, okay. There's a whole, you know, the wish. Once you accept that a wish can be granted on a magical stone bench in this beautiful, idyllic area in Ireland, then, you know,
you're in.
You're in.
And what you're saying with Irish wish, what I'm hearing, Alexis, is that Lindsay Lohan is on the comeback. In being in romantic comedies.
Yes. And she is the queen of this type of film.
She's the Lacey Chabert of this type of film.
Absolutely. Rom-coms, physical comedy. She's got this down. There is a scene where she's like, she can't ride a bike for some reason, right? Like, look, I don't know many. And look, I'm sorry if you are an adult who doesn't ride a bike and doesn't know how to ride a bike. I would like to meet you because I don't know many adults that don't know how to ride a bike, right? But she's on the bike and she's super wobbly and then she hits a fence, right? But I'm laughing because she's doing such a good job of biking on this like cobblestone rock situation.
Before we go, if you are an adult and you don't know how to ride a bike, please email us. Alexis would like to have coffee with you. Well, I'm just... She'd like to break bread.
I don't want to offend is what I'm saying, but it just feels a little bit like she doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If
if you would like to see this, it's called Irish Wish on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Complete with sheep.
It's available right now. Yeah. And her hair extensions are on fleek.
Again.
Do kids say that anymore?
No, they do not, Lex.
Okay. You know what I mean.
I know. Fleek. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
They're like down to her waist.
There we go. Gorge. You mentioned sheep and hair extensions. That tells you the movie, the caliber there. We're going to take a break and play 5 second showdown.
You know what else is on fleek? Rebath. Rebath.com. I love Rebath. I love my bathroom. It's been... I love sheep too. You need if you have a sheep that you need to wash and you need a bigger tub, all you need to do is call Rebath, okay? They've got you. They'll get the job done in 5 days or less. Now, if you're changing a tub to a shower or you're changing your tub into a bigger tub, that's going to take less time. And that's what's so wonderful about working with Rebath, because they have lots of options for you. They'll send a designer to your home or to your farm. You show them your sheep. You show them your space. They'll look at your aesthetic. They'll look at your budget. And they'll help come up with a beautiful design. Now, that part's free. They just want to show you what they can do. And then, of course, if you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. If you got funky funk going on in your bathroom and you need a refresh, go with Rebath. So go to rebath.com. Make that appointment today. That's rebath.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my talk, where talk is mildly entertaining. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. On this Monday, it's just mildly entertaining today because the three of us, we're just, you know, we don't BS you. We are feeling the Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. But Mike, we are pushing through and
dumb being, fun today.
That's right.
Just like Irish Wish on Netflix.
With sheep. Okay. Mm-hmm. And long hair extensions.
Dumb fun. Yeah. Oh yeah. They're really lit. Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of dumb fun.
Very well. You have 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game.
Not
5 second showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
We have 5 seconds. We can do this. That's right. Please play at home with your family and friends. But as David Letterman once said, please, no illegal wagering. We're going to begin with Alexis. Oh, the game locked up on me. What is up with technology today? Okay, there we go. Oh, this is fun.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alexis, name 3 streets from one of your neighborhoods.
Whispering Pines Drive.
That went well.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, Holly. That went real
Nailed
well
it.
For her.
It took a while for me to transport. Ah, wow. Sorry, that was in New Jersey.
No, that was fantastic.
I guess I could have just picked numbers, huh?
Because Whispering Pines is your porn name, right? It's
Yeah, that's right. Right. It's your childhood street name. And your first pet or something.
The first name is your first pet.
Yeah, it was Trudy Whispering Pines. That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine is Buffy Glenbrook.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Holly?
Could be Gypsy Emerald.
Ooh.
Now that wins.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a great... Coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Coming to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome... Gypsy Emerald.
Yeah, oh, yes. Baby. That's I'm right. Kicking. I'm stretching.
Yeah.
I've got boob tassels. I'm one nipple.
Holly, name three adjectives.
Sorry, I'm just like total. Oh, I'm just God. Going. I'm oh, sorry. I'm like, I don't oh, want to say an adverb when it's an or something. I'm seriously. I'm like, hold up.
This is going like, well.
Hold on. Let me just Google adjective.
Say some colors.
Okay. Oh. There we go.
Oh, that's
all right.
Funny.
Sorry, I had to really think about it. No, okay, yeah. Adjectives are words that describe the qualities or states of being a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Uh-huh. Fun, fast. They can also describe the quantity of nouns.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grammar.
Oh, this is the best version of this game.
I swear I know how to write.
We told you. I warned people at the beginning of this that we were a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, we'll see how Jace does. All right, Jason.
Here we go. Yes, ma'am.
Name three meals that have fish in them.
Gazpacho? No.
Nailed it.
A filet of fish.
Yeah.
A fish fry.
I was unfortunately thinking fancy. Oh. And I shouldn't have. I should have kept it real simple.
Fried, boiled. Turn into Bubba.
Yeah.
And then I started going through the Red Lobster menu. I was like, Admiral's Feast.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The Captain's Platter. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, well, we're just killing this today.
Oh, this is going wonderfully. Let's do one more. Here we go.
Okay.
Alexis.
All right.
Because we have to redeem ourselves. I was going to go to break, but
we're
going to
attempt to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alexis.
Focus. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah. Name three Pokemon.
Pikachu, Jigglypoo, and Foxy Doodle-Doo.
No, it's Jigglypoo. It's Jigglypoof.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, close enough.
Jigglypoo is something completely different.
Totally different. Got to catch them all.
Yeah.
Look, that guys, one you don't want to catch.
No.
I got this rare Jigglypoo card.
How much is it worth?
It's holographic.
If I bring this to old school Toros, how much will my Jigglypoo card get me? Okay. Well, Holly?
Yeah.
Name, we got to submit this for a Marconi, I'm telling you. Name three objects, Holly, that don't make any sounds.
A piece of paper, a stapler, and...
this is fantastic.
Any inanimate object?
I swear, we are all three of us are educated. I swear, all three of us are educated.
A purse? It's... I blame this app.
Uh-huh.
Blame the app.
Yeah. You ready to bring it home, Jace?
I'm ready to bring this home.
Yeah, I think you can do this one. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Name three girl names that start with J.
Janice, Jenny, Judy.
All right!
Nailed it. Go. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
For sticking the landing. Oh, it's Jigglypoo.
There we go. There's Alexis's Jigglypoo right there. We're going to take a break.
I want to be the very best.
And catch them all.
Jiggly poo. 743.
Poking out.
Take a break.
Will we have a show after this?
I don't know.
Okay. When we come back, 90s con. And then Holly wants naked Sylvester Stallone. She'll explain.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Now, I mentioned old school Toro. So Lex knows her way around a con or two or four. Right, Lex?
Yes, I do. And I would have loved to go to the one over the weekend in Connecticut at the convention center. It's 90s con.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You guys ready to feel in nostalgia right now?
Oof. Hell yeah.
Well, the casts of many of our favorite shows got together, like the cast of Boy Meets World. Many of them, what, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 of them, including Topanga, Danielle Fishel, Ryder Strong, both looking fabulous, all got together, took pictures, answered questions. There were panels, the whole thing. Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis of Thelma and Louise were there. They look awesome. Oh, my
really?
Goodness. Yeah, they do.
Oh.
I'm going to put this link in here. And I will also put this on our show page, too, at mytalk1071.com. Just click on Jason and Alexis, and you'll see it there. But here we go. I just put it in the thing. So if you guys want to follow along.
Oh, perfect.
Jason, Holly. Yeah. But there's pictures of the event. They're official pictures, but they're cute. Yeah. They look great.
Oh.
The cast of Step by Step got together.
Oh, was Patrick there?
Patrick Duffy was there. Yes. Let's see here. As I'm scrolling through, we've got Dawson's Creek. Dawson was there. James Vanderbeek.
I don't want to wait.
He doesn't want to wait. Nope.
That's right.
Joshua Jackson was not there, but that would have been awesome.
Girl, he's busy with Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, yeah, they're frolicking on the beach together. Okay.
Hot. Yeah, baby. Full House, David Coulier was there, and Judy Sweetin. Jody Sweetin. I didn't watch this, but Hey Dude, the cast of Hey Dude got together. Christine Taylor.
A little strange.
Were you a big fan?
Did you find the home out on the range? Yeah,
sounds like it.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Christine Johnson was there. Taylor was there. I'm sorry. Cast of Seventh Heaven there. Barry Watson still looks the same. Let's see here. Are you scrolling down with me, guys? So 98 Degrees. Nick Lachey was not there, but his brother Drew and Jeff Timmons, they were there.
Look at them.
Look at them. Oh, my gosh. And then there are some people who kind of straddle, well, multiple of these shows, like Andrew Keegan, 21 of 23, if you're scrolling down.
No, yeah.
He was on Full House, Step by Step, Seventh Heaven, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
He still looks fine. Oh, my gosh. I had such a crush on that guy.
Maybe it's his kombucha cult in Venice that he's still doing.
Is that what he's... What is he doing?
Oh, that... Like,
is that a kombucha cult?
Yeah! There was a... Yeah, Andrew Keegan, back in the day, when I was living in Venice Beach, his whole thing was that he and his people rented out this facility, and they had a weird cult thing.
Wow. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if he's still up to it.
Well, it's working for him. Wow. Look at you, Andrew Keegan.
I just need to go
back.
Cute
as ever.
I want to just go back for just a second. Number 9.
Oh, please. Yeah.
This is a little obscure, but anyone that watched The Creek.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Kerr Smith. He joined the show in the later years.
Oh, wow.
The fact that dude has gray hair makes me feel very old because I had such a crush on him. And let me tell you, I still kind of do looking at him right
now.
Yeah,
he's looking good.
He's looking real good.
Looks nice with a beard.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
mustache.
And Andrew Keegan denies that he started a cult.
Oh, he just, oh, by the way, just for legal purposes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was on Pod Meets World. Yeah. You know, the podcast about Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Yes. Says,
nah, that's not true.
He just likes kombucha.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of people, but I like it.
Probiotics.
Christine Taylor looks great.
She does.
She was played Marsha in the Brady movies.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think her and Ben Stiller, they rekindled their relationship.
They sure did.
They're still, yeah, okay.
Oh my God, the cast of Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, right?
Minus pervy father.
I was going to say, he's not there.
He's not invited.
No. And neither is, who is the big one from Seventh Heaven?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel is not there. Thank you.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake has a new album to sell, and so she's got a role to play, that of supportive spouse.
The little brother.
That's right.
The little brother, David Gallagher, now shaved his head and has a big old David Letterman beard from Seventh Heaven.
I just scrolled by that. That's that guy?
Yes, that's the kid.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at his face. I couldn't tell behind that big old beard.
Oh, look at Barry Watson from Seventh Heaven. He's aged a little bit. This, again, I'm not making fun of him. I'm making fun of me. Oh God,
Barry Watson.
I'm near deaf.
Yeah, but that it still looks like him though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also nice to see.
Ooh, he's got volcanic beads on.
Oh, William Daniels, Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World. He made
is
the trip.
Is he still kicking it?
He's sure still is. Kicking it.
Look at that.
Oh my goodness. This is nostalgia
this
on
is
high.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
These, you know what? My 37,000, and Lex, I'm sure you've thought of this because you're in the trenches. You know what I think is quite delightful is the fact that these conventions, these just like the event that I went to a couple weeks ago in L.A., the Hollywood show.
Yeah.
This used to be like, oh, I'm not going there. You know, the big
has-beens, losers
go. Yeah, stars wouldn't do it. But now they realize how much money they can make. And it's bank, girl. It's bank.
Well, Jace, you've been to one more recent than me, but I know that by getting a photograph that they bring and sign, and then also getting a photo on your phone can be upwards of $135, $200.
Girl, let me tell you the exact amount that I paid.
Yeah, what did you pay?
Thank you for asking. For each Dallas star that I met, and this is no joke, I did the combo platter, the fish and chips. I did selfie with my own camera.
Okay.
And an autographed 8x10.
Yeah.
Each star was $40.
Yeah.
$40 a pop. So if I'm these stars.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to 90s con.
Get in line, baby.
I'll go to porn con. I'll go in. Please, I'll sign. I mean, hello. Again, Dame Joan Collins was at this thing.
Yeah.
The fifth Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Pete. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Pete Best was there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just making a blanket statement. These are the things now. These aren't looked down upon anymore.
No, it's waste. So I hear you on the making money. I'm sure that's the number one motivator. But the other thing that you notice and realize when you're at these events, there is a sense of, well, the nostalgia that everyone feels, but the fans coming to just say, wow, thank you for your work. Thank you for, you know, you helped me in so many ways. I'm sure there's an element of that the stars are grateful.
Absolutely. A connection.
Yeah.
Especially if they've been out of the limelight for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They're reminded that their projects made a difference.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely. You can see that mytalk1071.com. Click on Jason and Alexis, and Lex has it there on the links for our show. When we come back, it's the Monday edition of MI, the Asshat. Plus, Holly's going to tell you why she wants naked Sylvester Stallone. I mean, we got to get to that at the end of the show. Plus, Boob Doob Bonanza. I finished Full Swing Season 2. Was it a birdie? You'll.